Some of our favorite people in the country music world, Old Dominion, coming to Chicago in November for the No Bad Vibes tour, and they're here now.
Got it, Kay.
Hey, guys.
Yo, there you are.
Got it, Kay.
This is my favorite time to talk to people, right off CMA Fest, where there's a mixture of adrenaline and exhaustion to even you out.
Yeah, you kind of got both of those here.
Yeah.
We're a little giddy at the moment.
CMA Fest is one of my favorites to watch. One of my favorite things from CMA Fest is watching artists be fans of other artists. It's so pure. It shows it's like encouragement inside the community of the country world. Who is that for you guys to see live? To somebody that you're like, I got to go see this person live. I may like their music, but these are the people I have to go see do their thing on stage.
In general or at CMA Fest?
In general. In general is fine. Yeah.
I mean, I always am looking for a Springsteen show to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I recently saw Willie Nelson, and it was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Anybody newer?
You know who I want to see is Megan Maroney. I haven't seen her yet.
Yeah, I've never seen her perform live. That would be cool.
Have you guys worked with her at all?
Not yet, no.
All right.
We should, though.
Yeah,
you know
what?
Since you said that, we're going to try to make that happen.
Great. I love when I get to take credit for things. That's funny. I'm excited for the No Bad Vibes. I mean, you guys, I don't know if there's any. Is there anybody that tours more than you guys? Is there anything that you talk about to keep it fresh every time? Like, maybe you build upon every time you go out. You say, hey, let's add this to the tour, or I really want to try something like this on the tour.
Yeah.
How do you keep that stuff fresh?
Musically, you know, we don't talk too much about it. We figure it out in rehearsals what our set list is going to be like. But this year, it's sort of grown and evolved quite a bit and is showing us, you know, that we have this freedom now to kind of play whatever we want.
What is the catalyst of that going, okay, we can step out now?
I think we've just arrived at this point in our career where we have a lot of music that's out there, and we have, you know, we're headlining arenas now. So there's these giant buildings filled with fans, and they all, you know, we're lucky enough to be a band that, you know, our fans dig into everything we've done, even outside of our radio singles. So you can hear them all singing along to all these deep cuts. And
so it's kind of dictated by the fans, right? Like
there are big portions of the show that are definitely dictated by the fans.
I love who you guys have on this tour, because it's so on brand with No Bad Vibes. You have the, like, some of the most fun people in country music joining you guys on the road with that. On the road with the No Bad Vibes idea, you know, you keep seeing these videos. There's one, I think, just of Chris Stapleton, too. How do you handle somebody that it might be in the crowd that bring some bad vibes? You're like, that's not this tour. You know, if they're acting out or they're, you know, being inappropriate anyway. I know Chris Stapleton just kicks somebody out. Do you guys talk about how you want to handle that? And have you had to handle that in any specific situations?
Yeah, I think everybody's had to handle that from time to time, whether it's a fight in the crowd or something like that. You know, we've stopped the show.
Yeah, we've definitely had to stop, you know, and just, it's important to us, you know, because when something like that happens, it affects a lot of people
it
around.
It sucks, right?
Yeah, everyone's paid money to see the show, so we definitely don't want, you know, the 100 people around the problem to miss a couple of songs or whatever because one, you know, jerk. So yeah, we've stopped a few times and said, hey, if you can't get it together, you got to leave.
Right.
And we've removed some people before.
Yeah. And you guys are all okay with that. What, you guys are so talented, I think, as individuals, which I think it makes you uniquely incredible as a group as well. And so you're all songwriters, you do and are great at different things. When you guys are writing songs, whether it's like two or three of you or two of you and outside people or one of you and outside people, how do you decide if it's an Old Dominion song or it's something you're going to shop around? What is it about us, you know, the song that goes, this, we got to keep this one for ourselves? And has there been a song that you guys may have disagreed on?
It's a process that involves all of us. The five of us ultimately decide what an Old Dominion song is. We don't necessarily know until we sit down in the studio sometimes and listen through what we have. And sometimes, yes, we definitely disagree. There's no way that we could all five agree all the time on what song is the right song. But you know, we respect each other's opinions, and, you know, we know that all of us are equally talented and have a unique perspective on what we think a great song is. And sometimes it comes down to a vote. Sometimes it comes down to one person saying, you know, I really, really, really care about this song. I want to do it. And,
oh, interesting.
You know, the rest of us will go, okay, if you want to try it, let's try it. You know?
Yeah, that sounds like it's just the basis of respecting each other, right? If somebody's really passionate about it. So you guys have a vote. Like, is it a raise your hand situation? You're like, hey, are we keeping the song? And majority rules? It just rolls that way?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it comes down to an actual vote, yeah.
I think that's so interesting because the creative process and who's passionate about certain things can differ from person to person. Are there any songs specifically you remember that you guys were on the fence about keeping or letting go?
Yeah, I think Some People Do was one that we almost didn't record.
Uh-huh.
And as far as like single choices go, too, those are always spirited conversations.
Oh, interesting.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because it's everyone's got their favorite song or their song that they think is going to resonate the most. And, you know, sometimes we all agree, sometimes we don't.
Usually, if there is a song that you're not sure about, do you feel like you have to record it first and then hear it? Or can you do it from what's on, you know, pen to paper?
If we don't agree, we don't record it yet.
Really?
Sometimes you have a good demo of it, so you can kind of
sure.
have it.
I just love that. I just love that process. If you had, someone that's never heard Old Dominion songs before, which probably slim to none, but you had to give them three songs to listen to and be like, hey, this is who we are. What three songs do you think you'd pick?
Ooh. I'm going to put an early vote in for Broken Heart.
I was going to say that, too.
Broken Heart.
I think One Man Band would be in there.
Yeah. Good choice.
Like Memory Lane, I think, is a cool spot for us.
But
I even look at some of the fun ones too, like break up with them, or you know, the lighter side.
Yeah, you're asking us to pick
your babies.
Favorite,
I know
a favorite kid.
You have so many children.
I know. Well, you always got to have three favorite there. I want to throw in a quick game here. Real quick, it's called Wrong Lyrics Only. So it's very simple. All you have to do, I'm going to give you lyrics to your own songs. And when I stop, then you say the first thing that comes to mind. However, the only rule is it cannot be the actual lyrics of the song.
Okay.
Wrong lyrics only. So we'll start with On a Boat That Day. Here we go.
She laughed and was she crying as she walked away. I can't say.
You can't say, but I was. Where were you that day?
In jail.
All right, second one.
Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it.
This song is called Make It Sweet, but life is short. You're going to make it what?
Shorter.
That's dark.
Dark. Wow. Somebody needs a nap.
Yeah. I'm a little hungover.
That's
kill me now.
Funny. All right, and last one. We'll go with One Man Band, but the special version.
Meow 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 meow.
All right, meow 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 meow.
Rock.
I think I heard a owl in there. I'm not really sure. That's awesome. All right, the No Bad Vibes Tour. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys coming to Chicago in November. You're always a good time. I appreciate you just taking the time and get some rest and try not to make life shorter, okay?
Yeah,
right. Sorry.
Appreciate it's a family show, guys. Way to be lighthearted.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much, and congratulations.
Thank you.